In Washington now, where a federal appeals court issued a blow to the Trump administration's environmental agenda earlier this week. The court blocked the Trump administration from delaying rules aimed at curbing methane emissions from oil and gas wells. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has been working to undo many environmental regulations set down by the Obama administration, but Monday's decision suggests it won't be easy for the new administration to roll back regulations through delays. Lisa Friedman is a reporter on the climate desk for our partner, The New York Times, and she joins me to explain this methane rule and why it's only the start of a long battle.
The methane rule requires oil and gas companies to detect and fix any leaks in their operations. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas. It accounts for about 11% of emissions in the U.S., but it really packs a punch of warming. So this was a key part of former President Obama's climate change efforts, and it was one of the many that Scott Pruitt had in his crosshairs when he entered the EPA.
Well, new administrations usually get the right to write the rules the way they want to. Why did the court say that in this case, the EPA under Scott Pruitt can't do it?
Sure. I think it's important to note that the court didn't exactly say that the administrator cannot revise this rule or rescind this rule. What the court said was that there's a process. Administrator Pruitt had delayed the rule first 90 days and then 2 years while he sought to likely repeal it. And what the court said is that you can't just suspend the rule while you're hoping to repeal it. That is, in the court's words, tantamount to revoking the rule.
Are there other rules besides this methane rule that are at stake here?
The Interior Department has similarly delayed a rule that would have regulated methane on tribal lands and federal lands. It's possible that that rule will come under the same scrutiny that this EPA rule did.
We should mention, while we're on that topic, Lisa, that Republicans in Congress wanted to undo that methane rule at Interior that you're talking about, until John McCain and a couple of Republican senators a few weeks ago shocked the administration and Republican leaders by voting it down.
Yeah, it was a pretty stunning rejection. The lawmakers were trying to use the Congressional Review Act to reject the resolution. And while some senators, like Senator Graham and Senator Susan Collins, had let it be known that they would vote against that legislation, John McCain's vote came as quite a surprise.
One that takeaway listeners might remember was visually available, as Republican leaders got a shock when John McCain voted it down and kind of walked away on the Senate floor. Well, Lisa Friedman, where do we go from here?
Well, this was a huge victory for environmental groups, no doubt. This was the first major legal setback for the EPA. It said very clearly that the administration cannot just take matters wholly into their own hands, that there's a process that they're going to have to abide by. But I think it's also important to remember that there are a lot of regulations and rules that have been either delayed, revoked, or on the way to being repealed. And there's going to be dozens, if not hundreds, of legal fights ahead on virtually all of them. One thing to look at in the weeks ahead is the repeal of the Clean Power Plan, which is the Obama administration's signature measure to address climate change and to curb emissions from coal-fired power plants. We've been awaiting the repeal language, and that's expected out soon.
Lisa Friedman, reporter on the climate desk for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.